Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I heard a beautiful story. I was on the bus on the way to the Ohel. Now, the Ohel, or Ohel, is the resting place of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, of blessed memory, and the Rebbe. So there's a bus from Crown Heights, and you get on the bus and goes to the Ohel. And right across from me was sitting somebody that I know, just Shkacha brought this by divine providence. And we had seen each other also by divine providence a few different places over the last few weeks. And so I said, it must be that there's some great business deal we can do together. That's why we keep running into each other. Or maybe a Dvar Torah. So he said, oh, let me tell you a story. And he told me the following story. There was a PhD, which means a very highly educated person in some field of secular knowledge. And he was a Baal Tshuva. He was a person returned to Yiddishkeit. And he had yechidus with the Rebbe. He had a private audience with the Rebbe. And the Rebbe told him that he should make kviyas itim in Torah learning. That means setting times for Torah learning, which doesn't just mean on the clock, a certain time for Torah learning, but in your neshama, in your soul. A real kviyas ace, a real time set for learning Torah, is that you commit yourself fully, with all your heart, to keep this commitment to learn a certain part of Torah at a certain time each day, or a certain week each day, a certain time each week, or whatever it is. But the Rebbe was talking about a daily set time for learning Torah. And this person basically felt impossible. PhD is so busy. There's so much studying that a person has to do in that position that he was in. I think he was working to get his PhD. Yeah, he didn't have a PhD yet, but he was working to get it. And it's a grueling course of study. And it's very, very hard for people to keep other commitments while they're doing that. And he was a Baal Tshuva. So he was not that familiar with Judaism altogether. But the Rebbe advised him that he should do it, nevertheless. And so he did. And wonder of wonders, instead of the part of the program that he was working at, usually taking 2 years, he did it in 1 year. And therefore, he had an extra year, and 8 months of that year, he spent in yeshiva, Chabad Yeshiva in Brunois, near Paris. Of course, these 8 months gave him a tremendous upgrade in his Yiddishkeit. Now, what does this story teach us? It teaches us that when we set times for Torah, it does not actually make us lose time. It actually makes us save time. Because when we bring godliness into our daily life, or our weekly life, but in this case, it was a daily commitment to Torah. When we bring godliness into our life on a regular basis, then this upgrades our entire life. And therefore, we can actually accomplish more of whatever else we're trying to accomplish in less time. And therefore, I would encourage everyone, including myself, to look at our daily schedule and see where we could add set times for Torah. Maybe not even look at the schedule, but just add set times for Torah and then put it into our schedule, even though at first we might not think that we have time for it. What are set times for Torah? For example, learning the portion of Chumash for the day with Rashi, saying this section of Tehillim for the day to finish each month, saying the section of Tanya for the day to finish the Sefer each year, Daf Yomi or Amud Yomi, a daily part of the Gemara, or daily session of Mishnayos, or daily session of Halachas, Kisser Shulchan Aruch, the brief code of law, or more advanced, any kind of commitment to learning Torah, whatever it may be, but to really commit to it, best every day. And this will actually, miraculously, give us more time for other things than we thought we had. We'll be able to have more time to accomplish other things. The reason being, I think, because we are bringing godliness. Torah is godliness. Connecting with Hashem through learning His will and His wisdom. And by bringing godliness on a regular basis into our daily life, this will actually make more room for more good things. So therefore, please try to do this. And in this way, we can increase in our learning of Torah and our performance of mitzvahs, acts of goodness and kindness. And this will surely help us to have a complete and speedy victory over our enemies, the Hamans of our time, that is, defeating Hamas and Hezbollah and all the other enemies in order to bring the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.